When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're momming today with Dr. Terilyn Sell, psychotherapist, brain health expert, to help us out right now as Christmas approaches pretty fast. You know, doctor, I remember growing up every year without fail, my mom would put, you know, she just delivered the best Christmas for everybody. And after the last dish was washed on Christmas Day that evening, she went up to bed sick.
Yes, I can believe I, you know, thinking back, because I'm a mom of three, too. And my husband would be like, you need to stop stressing out so bad before all this. Nobody cares about this as much as you do. And I'm like, but I care enough for everybody here.
Yeah. Like,
and
why don't you help
I would
me?
Be just, yeah. he's a helpful guy. So I can't necessarily say that. It was me just internally. Like this perfectionistic thing started to come out during holiday times or even birthday parties and things like that. It's tough. It is so hard.
I know. And then, so one of the ways I think a lot of people help mitigate the stress level is starting early, right? Or having a plan. Or what are things that you can advise people out there to do as you're trying to deliver for everybody a really special, incredible, memorable, and now safe holiday season?
That's a lot. That's a tall order. When you said they start early, I was thinking, yes, we all start stressing out way earlier now than we used to.
Well, no, wait, let me backtrack. So everyone's like, dude, like, how are your Christmas gifts wrapped already? And by the way, they're not this year, but in years past, I've actually shopped, completed, and wrapped literally by the first week of December. And I'm like, I know it sounds nuts.
What?
I know, but it got it out of the way for me and it helped me to enjoy the season more and reduce my stress level. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what I did.
You know, that's the checking off the boxes thing,
yeah.
Right? So, you know, check, 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 I'm done. And you kind of sound type A like me a little bit. Like if it's lingering on your shoulders, if I just get it done, then I can move on to the next stressful thing.
Exactly. I'm still stressed, but the gifts are wrapped.
Exactly. Exactly. I think a big thing that I've learned in my lifetime and, you know, with all the clients is really learning how to say no. And I think this last year with the pandemic, if we can, you know, continue to say no, as it's a complete sentence, like, no, don't overcommit. You don't have to overcommit. And setting rules around some of that, like your own rules, like, no, I'm not going to, you know, wrap with extra ribbon this year. I'm just going to wrap. You know, I'm not going to go to 16 Christmas parties this year because last year we had none. We don't have to do all the things because last year we did none of the things. As a matter of fact, maybe sit back and reflect on the things last year that actually worked, because I think there was a collective sigh for many people last year, like, oh, I don't have to do any of that. Wow. You know, there was also isolation and loneliness that went around for some people, you know, but for others, it was like this, wow, I don't have to do that.
I see your point.
That was interesting. Yeah.
I see your point. But you know how I felt last year? Mm-hmm. I felt like just to make it special for the few people that we did see. And when I say few, I mean the two people that we saw outside of my family of five. I did all the same amount of work to make it extra special. And I just felt depressed.
Oh, interesting.
I was like, all this work for you know, I missed the family and friends that would come over. Even though that was a lot of work, I really missed it.
For sure. And sometimes I think we don't know what we know until we move through it, right? Like, so for you were like, I missed this. For me, I was like, wow, after, you know, doing this for 30 years, I feel kind of relieved, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. It makes sense. It does.
Like the passing of the torch couldn't happen fast enough, you know.
That's true. Which daughter or daughter-in-law will decide to do this in the future? Because it ain't me.
Well, it's interesting because my middle daughter is the one who just made me a grandma.
Congrats.
And I said to her this. So my grandbaby is a year and some months old this year. So this is her second Christmas. On the first Christmas, though, she was a few months old. And I said to my daughter, I said, learn to set the boundaries now. Learn to do what you want to do now and don't overcommit because you feel like you have to, you know, you have to please all the family. And I said, I'll be okay if you tell me no. It'll be okay to tell me no. I'm giving you that permission right now. Because I know how hard it was. We toted kids around, three kids. We traveled 2 hours to get to Christmas Eve and then another 2 hours to get to Christmas Day and then another 2 hours to get home. We did all the traveling.
To make everybody else happy.
Yes, yes, to appease everybody else. And we were so stressed out and tired and my kids weren't home for Christmas morning. And that made me a sad mom until I put my foot down. And I didn't want to have my kids do the same thing. I want them to make their own choices around their family. And I want to give them the freedom to do that.
Okay. A, can you be my mom?
Sure. There's an application process with a fee, just so you know.
And B, more importantly, can you tell me how that conversation went years ago when you decided that, yeah, you know, we're having Christmas at our house in the morning, especially with our three kids? How did that work out or not?
Well, it worked out because we did it. And I think it was harder on me than it was... It was really my mom and dad that we said no to, because they live the furthest away. And I remember I was stressed out over that conversation way before it had to happen, you know, with my husband. And I'm like, I just need to say no. I just need to do it. And I remember getting that pit in your stomach and, you know, you're working your way up into the conversation until I just said, we're staying home this year.
And what happened?
And nothing. Oh. We stayed home. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think sometimes we build up and I think I probably did get a little bit of guilt from my mom, you know, a little bit of sadness, that kind of thing. But this was years ago when we didn't have all the ways to connect like we do now. Mm-hmm. So now she's in Florida. So there's no way that I can even make it to Christmas, you know. So using technology is a huge thing that you could do now. That would have been great then because I would have just like tapped her right in, you know, like let's just Zoom call it in now. But yeah, it was hard. And I have a very big understanding that not everybody has the ability to put down those boundaries without tremendous guilt or even anger. You know, so we keep doing the things that we really don't want to do just so we don't have to experience all those emotions. I understand that I'm fortunate that I didn't have to deal with all of that. I mean, there was a smidge of that mom guilt, but that was the very thing that I don't want my kids to have to deal with as much as I can humanly, you know, not give them the mom guilt, you know.
That is, and you know what? Because of that, I bet you they all line up to see you each and every year. I have more questions. We're going to return.
Go ahead.
On We're Momming Today with Dr. Tara Linsell right after this.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
And we're back on We're Momming Today with Dr. Tara Linsell, talking about ways to manage the holiday stress during these uncertain and stressful times. What other tips would you suggest? Especially, you know, it's for all people, but I'm going to focus on moms out there because
yeah,
I feel like moms kind of do most of it when it comes to the holidays. I mean, you know, anytime I give my husband a gift to buy for somebody, like his brother and his father, because I never know what to get them, he buys it on, like, he'll go out on Christmas Eve. And I'll ask him every day. I'm like, listen, I don't know what to get. I don't give me some ideas. I'll do it. Just I need ideas. And he's like, I got it. I'll handle it. And then literally 1 year, he was at the mall on Christmas Eve. And I said, I've had enough. I mean, I don't understand. I said I would do it. I just didn't know what to get. So whatever. He makes me more stressed when he tries to help sometimes.
You got to send him the picture of the thing that you want him to get at the moment you want them. Here it is. You can get it. Here's
yeah. Exactly tell me what to get and I'll do it. So you don't have to go to the store on Christmas Eve.
I think a big part of this is just often in marriage, you know, one person, and typically it's the woman, carries more of the emotional load. You know, so all of the worry and the stress and the, and not just emotional load, but also the load of keeping track of everything, like in your head. You know, if anybody could see the calendar, this weird virtual calendar that I have in my head that I have to keep track of everybody's everything in, I don't know how I can think. You know, it's like having 400 tabs open on a computer at all times. Which, by the way, I do have 400 tabs open on my computer at all times. You know, it's just we bear that emotional load. But the thing is that we don't talk about how to lessen that aside from somebody else needs to help me. Right. Yeah. Like if you could only help me. But really, the help has to come from within you, which is a lesson to be learned over a lifetime. You know, paying attention to your negative thought patterns, like if you're thoughts turn to that negative space, it's time to do something different. Like that is your body and your brain telling you that it is not liking what's going on. Kind of like that canary in the coal mine thing, mm-hmm. right? Like it's sending a big signal that all we do is, you know, we power through it usually. You know, until like your mom then gets sick when the stress is over, right? Like we can remain upright throughout the stress. That's the role of cortisol and all those chemicals, like keep us going. They keep us standing up, making the cookies, doing the thing. Then it's over and your body legitimately is like, and you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
It's like you just know it's over and your body tells you that. And I remember feeling it one of the first few major holidays that I hosted. I was like, wow, now I know what she went through every year. Because it's one thing to constantly be a guest or to have no kids.
Exactly.
But when, you know, you've got a house full of 33 kids and then you have work the next morning when Christmas isn't on a
behind the scenes when you're scouring every corner and everything in hopes that nobody can see that you actually live there. You know, like nobody can know that we sleep here, right? Nobody can know these things. I gave that up a long time ago. I remember doing that for my kids' birthday parties. Like I'm scrubbing down everything within an inch of its life. And then I thought, then people leave and the kitchen floor is a disaster again. You're like, why did I spend all that time thinking that all these people are going to be appreciative of my clean corners? Nobody cares.
I would appreciate your clean corners.
And that application to be my daughter is well on its way. Right now,
So I went to my daughter had a play date the other day and I went to my friend's house and they had just bought a new house. And they moved out of the old house and moved into the new house in record time. She hosted Thanksgiving and she was fully decorated for Christmas. And I appreciated like everything that she did. I did. I was like, wow, you're more type A than me in my head. And yes. I was really having a conversation with myself. I'm like, why is this bother? Like, why am I taking so much note of this and almost like comparing myself? Because I then went in the attic and took out all the Christmas decorations and started doing it. Like, she lit a fire under my butt. And I'm like having this mental conversation with myself. I'm like, she's inspired me, but she's like totally stressed me out and made me competitive in the process. Like, I was like, what's wrong with me right now?
For Christmas competitive or like decoration competitive. That, I think that should be a new diagnosis.
Yeah. I was so happy for her. I kept saying, I'm like, Amy, I can't believe you did. I mean, this is remarkable. I've never seen someone do something so fast and so well. I mean, her house was beautiful and fully decorated. I'm like, you just moved in. Who are you?
I have a friend like that. She starts decorating for the holidays, like just after Thanksgiving. And she starts sending me pictures and I sent her Grinch pictures back. I'm like, how dare you? No, like, well, don't do this to me every year.
But you know what her answer was? And this is the moral of the story. She's like, I didn't sleep for 3 days and I got sick because of it. She's like, I just had to finish. So that's what I did to myself.
You know, and I think as moms, we do that to ourselves throughout our lifetime. That's the thing. But I will tell you, as somebody, so I'm in my early 50s now, and there's so many things that I wish I would have done differently as a mom, like with that stress level, because it comes out later as like extreme exhaustion,
yeah.
You know, and that's not a place you want to be as a grandma, or when you're watching your kids, because that's all we do. We wait for our kids to grow up and, you know, we try to capture as much time as we humanly can, and then we're tired. And I think so much of that exhaustion is that perpetual hamster on a wheel, trying to make sure everything is perfect for them. And, you know, it takes a toll. It takes a toll because we honestly forget about ourselves in that process.
Yeah.
And because everything is for everybody else. And, you know, we run this thing in our head. It's selfish if I don't. Well, you know, I don't think being a mom is being selfless all the time, or not taking care of yourself at all. Like eating good foods. Like I remember when the kids were little, I would make sure they were fed. I hadn't eaten, you know, everybody else ate. I didn't. I'd be like, what did I eat today? Did I actually do that? Or even around the holidays, you're cooking and baking, whatever, making sure everybody tastes good to everybody else. You don't care because you're still in the kitchen, you know?
Yeah.
So paying attention to those basic things like eating, you know, stress makes us reach for bad things. Not, I shouldn't say bad things, but things that we don't need in large amounts, like sugars or carb loaded foods, because that's like us seeking comfort in our own way too. Instead, just one thing to think about is opting for more protein filled foods every couple hours helps stabilize that blood sugar, which keeps our stress levels lower.
Mm-hmm.
And it also fuels our brain chemistry. Our neurotransmitters rely on protein. So serotonin and dopamine and things like that, they rely on protein. And wouldn't you rather have less stress when you're going through this? If you can make your stress level from a 10 to an 8, just because you ate protein every few hours, that would be easy and better.
And then in this chaotic day and season, I know another tip is to work out, but I almost find that one laughable.
Not on my list. Did you notice that?
And yeah, in between all the shopping and the cooking and the working, go to the gym.
Right. Well, I think we need to re-identify what it means to work out. I just think it means move more.
Yeah.
You know, and that could mean just going for a walk. We've taken this workout thing. The only way or place we can do it is on a treadmill or on a stair stepper or whatever, or in a gym. That is it. Like, are you kidding me? Our ancestors didn't have gyms to go to. And if we don't go to a gym, then we think we're doing it wrong, or we're not doing it enough, you know, or we're not enough, right? So you're running around already. Maybe some of the quote unquote workout that needs to be done during this time is things like meditation and yoga. And I'm not talking about hot, sweaty yoga. I'm just talking about, you know, mindful yin yoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So bringing it down instead of like amping yourself up, bringing it down, you're already running around enough.
And then there's the financial stresses.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
that's a whole nother podcast, I think.
Well, I guess if you could do it in 45 seconds, what would you say to people who, you know, they try to have the best holiday that they can with their families, but then they've got to pay for it.
The payment, the price we pay from financial stress is emotional stress, really, yeah. Which also then equals physical stress. And then your immune system is down. So it's a whole thing. So it's okay to have a budget that is reasonable, right? If you're okay with paying the financial price later, then I guess pay it later. But most people aren't, because when we buy something in the moment, we're not necessarily thinking about the logic behind it. We're thinking about the emotional right now, like, oh, they would love that so much, or isn't that adorable, or all those things get us to buy, right? And we're not thinking the logic, but maybe, you know, I'm going to be short on rent in February, maybe not January, but maybe February, right?
You know, what I'm hearing from you weaved throughout this podcast is just, you know, I don't want to say set a low bar, but it's okay to just accept what what your limitations are. You know, the holidays are the holidays. You want to buy a lot of gifts, go for it. If you don't, you don't. No one's going to judge you. Everyone's going to be happy.
You're your own worst judger. I mean, you're the one setting the bar super high.
Exactly.
For yourself. But you know, the key that you pointed out here, and I just want to say this because I use this all the time, in order to end our suffering, we have to accept things as they are. And so acceptance is really the key to ending suffering. And acceptance doesn't mean agreement with, like, maybe you don't agree that you can't spend, you know, a large sum of money on your kids. You don't agree with that, but you have to accept that it is how it is right now.
Yeah.
And that could change next year. I don't know, but acceptance really is the key. So if you're out there and you're suffering and you've got depression or any mental health thing, you are definitely suffering. You have to look at your life and think about the things that you actually need to accept in order to not suffer through it. And I think that's key, because otherwise we have all these expectations, and expectations unmet are actually suffering, you know, because we're not in acceptance of how things are, or what things actually are.
Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcasts Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music app, or just hit the follow button on your favorite podcast player.
Dr. Sell, thank you for the conversation, the advice, and the laughs, because I think I got myself through some stuff in there.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.